a little bit about Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so it's an interesting thing. Are you Ashkenaz or Sephardi?
Sephardi.
So at the end of davening, I don't know if Sephardi does it, because in Shulchan Aruch it says, the Siman Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Pei Beis, it says, Afal Pichu Kol Yomais Hashanah Mispalim Belachash. This is what the Mechaber writes. Even though the whole year you daven Shema Esrei quietly, Yom Yom Neram, you could raise your voice a little bit. V'yom Kippurim No Yolam B'Kol Ram. Now, the question is going to be disturbing somebody else, but everyone has a machzor, no one's going to get jumbled. That's what it says. Okay, that's the mechaber. And then Rama adds, Noyagin Hago, Noyagin Shekol Echad, O Melech Haveru L'Shana Tovet Teiko Seif. This is Rama, this is the minig that we do. After davening, everybody says, L'Shana Tovet Teiko Seif, Esei Chosei, Ma'alta Chaim Tovet Mishalom. We have a blessing that everyone says in Shul. Do you do that? Okay, so it's interesting. The Torah just says you should say Lashon HaTovah Teiko Seif. It should be written, and the Magen Avraham says you should say Lashon HaTovah Teiko Seif V'Seicha Seim. Okay, now what? And the Vilna Gaon says no, you don't say. The Vilna Gaon says you should say Lashon HaTovah Teiko Seif. You should only say. You shouldn't say V'Seicha Seim. Okay, so I want
to. This is only in the night, right?
The night, only the first night, not first day. Right, you could say it for the first 3 hours. The next day, I think they say, if you didn't say it to somebody, but once the day. Right, okay. Now, I want to explain what the Vilna Gaon means. It is, by us Ashkenaz, Samarak and Kehilo say it, we have a pismon called Nisana Tokef. Okay, Nisana Tokef, everybody knows the story. We're on Amnon and Mainz. I think they say he lived in the 1000s. This was recorded in the Sefer Arzurua. Arzurua is the Sefer in the 1300s. So in the Sefer Arzurua, this story is mentioned, that there was a fellow of Amnon from Mainz. He was a very rich guy, wealthy guy, Talmid Chacham, and the Archbishop of Mainz says to him, was pressuring him to convert to Christianity, and he said, no. And he just, one day he just wanted to get him off his back. He said, okay, I'll think about it. But then he realized he made a terrible chilul Hashem. He said to a bishop, the archbishop, that he's going to think about becoming. So he realized he made a terrible chilul Hashem. So when a few days later, when he came back to him, he said, I changed my mind, I'm not thinking about it, and God forbid. And they said, well, you gave us your word, and they started torturing him, and they cut off limb by limb, and they literally left him to die. It was right before Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, so he gave up his body and his soul, al Kiddush Hashem. And that Rosh Hashanah, they brought just his torso and his head into the shul, and he composed the Nisana Tokef, the way we have it. And he died after Rosh Hashanah. Right after Rosh Hashanah, he died, and he came to Rav Kolonimus in a dream. That's what in the Sefer Azur it says. And he told him the text of what he said. Now it's a very beautiful pismon, and most shuls we take it very extremely seriously. I just want to point out something. It says like this: Rosh Hashanah Yikasevon. On Rosh Hashanah, it's written. Now, this is written by Rishonim. It's written by the. You have to take every word seriously, right? Rosh Hashanah Yikasevon. On Rosh Hashanah, it's written. Will be Yom Tzom Kippur Yechasevon. It is signed. What sign? Kami Yabrun. How many people are going to pass? Kami Yabrun. How many people are going to be created? Mi Yechia, Mi Yomos, Mi Bekitzai. Who's going to die in a timely way? Mi Lo Bekitzai, Mi Bamayim Layaleno. Who's going to drown? Mi Be'esh. Who's going to die in a fire? Mi becher, mi bechay, mi berov, mi betzal, mi berosh, all these things. Mi bemagefa, mi bechanika, mi beskila, mi anuach, who will be at rest, tranquil. Mi anuach, who will be bewildered and roaming, like not yishuradas. Mi yishokei, tulav, sheket, mi yitarev, mi yishalev, who will be in peace, mi yisyasur, mi yani, who will become rich, umi yashir. Okay, mi yishofo, umi yoyorum, who's going to make low, who's going to be put high. And we all scream, uchuva, usvilu, tztaka. That's more or less the bulk of the Sefer Nisana Tokef. Very beautiful pismon. The problem is it contradicts. I had this question for years. I found the Tshuvas Maram Shek asks it. It says, Rosh Hashanah Yikasevon, and Rosh Hashanah is written, Ubiyam Kisayim Kippur Yikasevon. That contradicts the Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says like this. Amar Rab Krispi Doyam Rab Yechanan. Shleisha Svarim Niftachin. There are three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rosham Gemurim. If you're wicked, V'echad shel tzaddik and gemurim, if you're righteous, v'echad shel beinonim. Tzaddik and gemurim nichtavim v'nechtamim li'alta l'chayim. Written right away, you're going to live. V'sham gemurim nichtavim v'nechtamim li'alta l'misa. Everyone's written more or less everybody's written on Rosh Hashanah, written and signed and sealed to finish the verdict. Only Benonim, now it's almost, I don't even know how someone could be a Benoni, but a Benoni, he's hanging in balance, Tuluim V'Oim Dim Rosh Hashanah V'Yadim Kippurim, he's hanging in balance, Zachu, if he merits, Rashi says, if he does tshuva, then he tips the scale, Loi Zachu, Nichtav L'Misa. So what does that mean? In the Sada Tokef, we say, and this, the Rabbi Yonah Shari Tshuva also has such a language, Rosh Hashanah Yikosevon, Ubi Yom Tzom Kippur Yichasimon. That's not true. Everyone's written and signed, except for Benonim. Everybody's written and signed. Tzaddikim is written and signed Rosh Hashanah, and Risham is written and signed Rosh Hashanah. Just the Benonim are handing. So why are we, unless we, you know, some people say, well, we should look at ourselves like a Benonim, that's possible. But there's a much different teretz based on the Vilna Gaon. Okay, there's another question. So according to Rabbi Crispedai, there are three books open. Now, if you take a look at the Mishnah, very famous Mishnah, the Mishnah says there are four times a year we get judged. Arba Prakim Elamidim. Pesach we get judged on wheat, Tavua. Atzeres Shavuos we get judged on fruits. Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boy Oilam Oil Fanav. On Rosh Hashanah, everybody passes in front of God. Kivnei Marim, that means like single file. Shanema Hayotziyah, Haliba Mameim is Kol Maseim. Hashem created everything and he understands everybody at once. And he knows, he looks at the whole world, he basically is judging everybody. Now, on that Mishnah, the Gemara says, Arba Prakim Oilam Nidoin, the Gemara says, Adam Nidoin Rosh Hashanah, a person gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, Ugzar Din Shalom Nichdem B'Yom Kippurim. So now we have a contradiction. According to the Rav Crispedai, there are three books, Tzadik, Rasha, Benini. Tzadik, Rosh Hashanah, everything, written and signed Rosh Hashanah. Rasha, written and signed Rosh Hashanah. And then only the Benanim are hanging. And the Mishnah says with the Brisa, everybody's written on Rosh Hashanah and everybody's signed on Yom Kippur. That is a contradiction to the Gemara. Okay? Now, in order to resolve this contradiction, you have to understand something very clearly. What does it mean tzaddikim are written and signed for life? We see tzaddikim die every year. Le'olenu, tzaddikim die every year. Okay? So, Taisa says something cryptic. I'll explain what it means. Taisa says it means l'chaye ha'olam haba. Every year a person's judged l'chaye ha'olam haba. Okay? So now, based on this, the Vilna Gaon says, and this is the point I want to bring out today, that there are two judgments that are happening for Rosh Hashanah. There's the judgment for Ruchnius, and there's a judgment for Gashmius. When Tosis says Chayim Abba, it means our spiritual state. Okay, so the way you resolve the contradiction is, the three books that Rav Crispedai says, Tzadikim are Rosh Hashanah, written and signed. Risham are Rosh Hashanah, written and signed. Benonim are in balance. That is your spiritual state. First Hashem judged, what kind of person are you? Are you a good person or a bad person? That's your spiritual state. That's what Taisus means, L'chayim Abba. When we talk about the Mishnah says everybody's judged Rosh Hashanah and everybody's signed Yom Kippur. That's for Gashmias, our physical needs. So in the Nesana Taikif, what are we talking about? What's the language of the Nesana Taikif? Is it our spiritual needs or our physical needs? Right? It says, Mi Yechye, Mi Yamus, Mi Bekitzin, Lo Bekitzin, Mi Yeoni, Mi Yeyosher. These are all things that have to do with our physical being. So it comes out that Aseris Yimei Tshuva, everybody's the same. There's no Tzadik Vashabenini. For Gashmias, Aseris Yimei Tshuva, it's all the same. That's why during the Aseris Yimei Tshuva, we say at the second part of Shemoneh Esrei, Kosveinu L'Chaim, we say B'Seif L'Chaim, in the second part of Shemoneh Esrei. The Vilna Gaon says, that second part of Shemoneh Esrei is for Gashmias. B'Seif L'Chaim, Bracha V'Shalom, U'Par Masot, Toiva, Nizochem, Nikosev, L'Fanach, Anachnu. We ask for Gashmias. So, therefore, what comes out from the Vilna Gaon, that there's two different dinim on Rosh Hashanah. There's our din of what kind of ruchnius people we are. Hashem establishes what we are as a person. That's very important for Hashem to know and for us to know it. Are we from the good people? We're not from the good people. We're Beninim. We're Nishtahin, Nishtahar. That's one judgment. That is signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. Which way in life? A person should know himself. Which way in life is he going? Is he going up the hill, the down the hill, or he's somewhat stationary? Right? That's the first judgment. And that Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah where you stand. Are you a tzaddik, you're a Rosh Hashanah, you're a Benini? But besides for that, the Gashmias is during the entire Aseres Yimei Tshuva. When we daven for our Gashmias well-being. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says, that when you're giving somebody else a bracha, Rabbi Sol Salanter says, you should worry about your own ruchnias and worry about someone else's gashmias. But people do the opposite way around. I'm worried about my own gashmias and I'm very worried about your ruchnias. So when you're giving somebody a bracha on Rosh Hashanah night, you give him a bracha for gashmias. L'shana teva tekosei, it's only now written. Gashmias, it's written now, it's going to be signed, it's going to be signed Yom Kippur. So just to finish up, the idea is even though the Nefesh HaChaim has a drasha about Yom Kippur, he said the person should focus on ruchnias, but a person has to be realistic. I may not be holding to put all my blood and soul into my praise for ruchnias. We want to have our children to be matzliach, we want to have parnasa, we want all good things in gashmias. So the way we could compromise is, you daven for gashmias, but you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me good gashmias so I can be a Be'er Eved Hashem. And everyone should be zeichet to a good kibbutz, to your chesed, 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 ch